This is New York firefighter Raphael Porriette for Firehouse Subs. Every day, a part of every sub you buy at Firehouse Subs helps provide life-saving equipment for first responders. And now, for a limited time, they're introducing the Daily Sub Special. Every day, get a medium sub of the day for just $5.55. They kick it off with Meatball Monday and finish it off with Italian Sunday, with something delicious every day in between for just $5.55. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Tap the banner now to learn more.
Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Tone Deaf Radio. Turn me up!
But this is my thing, like, But well, I've seen this, and you know, you was playing old shows, because if you pay attention, which obviously Mike can't do two things at one time, he can't grow hair and he can't read. So I don't really know what his malfunction is, because I clearly posted old shows and said I was doing a recap show when I came back. That's the only reason I was posting old shows. That's why I was going through listening to stuff. And the old shows that I listened to, I posted them on Twitter.
Man, we ain't going to talk about some of them shows.
It's just like, you know, and I get everybody has their opinion, but don't tell me what I can and can't do on my show. Oh, he muted me. So what? It's mine. It's not the Dear Fresh and Friends show where I have to listen to what you say. I can mute people because that's what I do. I didn't find it funny. So the fact that Ken is missing a finger is very funny.
But speaking of back for the very first time, because that's really what we are, people. If y'all been following the Definitely Fresh show, you know that the number that you're calling in on now used to be our old number we called in on before, until we got sick and tired of Lexi taking up all the goddamn time. So we went and did our own thing. But now we back. We back on Mondays at that.
I'm reading this, and like apparently I'm a virgin. I didn't know that. I thought I had lots of sex.
They really don't listen to this show, because the fact that we slandered you for dating a known Jay for so long. So okay, who's doing the slandering? Because I feel that this individual
should
come on the show.
His girlfriend beats him. So his slander is voided. That's why he drinks so much. He gets beat up. I'm well aware that Keith puts hands on him. So I'm not taking nothing he says seriously. And if he don't like that comment, he comes to himself.
Well, this is what we're going to talk about coming to see you. What we're going to do, people, is we're going to actually play one of our very first hits. We're going to take you actually back to the beginning. Like 420 is the debut of the Definitely Fresh show in 2012. And we had a host, or I should say a co-host, with us that day that, you know what, people, you wasn't there for the inaugural show. Here's a little taste of how the first inaugural show actually went. Check this out.
It's your boy, Young Fresh. I'm back in the building. Still here live with Casey, KJ, got my homeboy, Tone Deaf, the ones and tools, and I'm live and direct. As I
what it do, what it do?
What happened?
So ignorant.
Are you calm now?
No,
Are you mellow? I know she's not. That's what, like,
she
I know she hear me. She not speaking no more? We not mellow no more, Casey?
Yeah, I'm going to speak my shit. I'm going to talk my shit.
I never liked you anyway. Especially because you don't have blonde hair anymore. Oh, we definitely not friends.
Yeah, I think it's silly. So what's on your mind tonight, Fresh?
You know, I was just looking at my Twitter, right? And you know what I'm saying? I hit the mentions button. You know? I hear people who follow you, then they unfollow you, then they come back and follow you again. Look, what is the purpose of that? Obviously, there was a reason why you stopped following me, because you didn't appreciate some shit I said. But that's not going to stop me from saying it again.
Right.
So, in the words of DeJuan, once a slut...
You know you always have to say, well, damn, did I smash this bitch?
But I did. You know what? I'm not going to lie. I tried, but it failed. And after I heard a few stories, I really didn't... I was glad, because that wasn't something bro should have been doing anyway. So, yeah. Shout out to all the chicks on my past life that I have jaded. y'all are no longer special to me. But,
damn.
Hey, we have fun while I lasted.
That's what we're going to do, bruh. We just gone.
Shout out. Shout out.
I'm going to tell y'all, my motherfucking car smells like a skunk.
You been smoking skunk weed?
Right.
You really friends with me, dog.
Smoking that skunk meter?
Mm-hmm.
If you use CBG, you're going to smoke. You hear me? You can't be a Kush cowboy or a Kush cowgirl without smoking.
But you said you smoke your car smell like skunk, though. It's two different things.
Right. Yeah. Like, you didn't say it smell like Kush. You didn't say it smell like
my
wild.
Pussy don't. My pussy don't. Y'all want to try it?
No. If your pussy.
No one wants your cat, Casey.
For real.
What?
Nobody wants your cat. Nobody wants that.
Nobody
wants
it. Damn. Is it nasty?
Nah. I don't know. I've never
had it. I don't want it.
Damn.
Right.
You don't
just
want
like,
No. Maybe 2 years ago, yeah, but now, nah. We too cool now. Can't be smashing the homies.
Oh, and speaking of Davis.
Wait a minute, what? I said we can't be smashing the homies.
Shout out to my FME family.
I love y'all. Y'all my niggas.
Fake motherfucking envy.
All that family means everything. Fake motherfucking envy. Fat Mac in entertainment. Fat means everlasting love. I don't know. Whatever you think FME stands for, then that's what it is. But, you know.
Yeah, so after that episode, people, she immediately got fired because, yeah.
Yeah.
I think she came back like one time after that.
You know what? Now, I know that we are supposed to be doing a clip show and we are supposed to be celebrating, you know, my comeback and how I ain't been on the air since probably like July.
I think it's been that long.
But like, the more I sit here and I read the messages as the screen scrolls up and down, like, first of all, my first question to these niggas is, who are you? That's my first question. Like, you niggas is a, like, really? Oh, so you do your main support? It's like, these niggas supported the show until the first time you was on the show.
I'm just saying.
Like, nobody was here from day one. Like, no, none of y'all was at the 420 episode, and I promoted heavy for that episode. That was my very first show. Only person that came through was me. So, like, who is y'all? Because y'all my main supporters. Like, y'all not the only people that listen to this show. Like, I wonder, do they know that?
Well, I'm glad I didn't load up the BME episode then.
I'm just saying, like, you know, like.
Nah, so let me kill your vibe.
It's not killing my vibe. Okay, everybody sitting here in this group chat, like, fam, call in and tell me how you feel. Like, bro, I don't need none of y'all. Like, if y'all support this show, then y'all support the radio station. But who cares how y'all feel if you get muted? Talk about, oh, you don't pull that on me. Nigga, Mimi has been muted several times. I will mute Mimi just as fast as we mute anybody else. If her background is causing noise, or she is saying something that I do not want to hear. Beauty. I'm not playing favorite. I fear no one. Like, what do you mean I'm scared? I'm definitely not scared of a man who's missing a finger. I'm not scared of anybody who's bald. I don't fear an alcoholic. And
you show my face some titties and he's distracted off top. So, I mean, what's your point again?
All right, well, we do got a caller that's actually in the building. Caller, you are on the air of the Beverly Fresh Show.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Apparently, in one of the groups that we are a part of, some of the members felt to slander the host of the Beverly
right.
Fresh Show.
They mad because they get muted, so they in the group crying like some fags.
You want to know some fag ass shit?
What's
I got some fag ass shit for you. Huh?
What you got? What's on your mind?
I just waited for the weed man for 3 hours. Now that's some fag ass shit.
Jesus Christ, who is waiting for the weed man for that long?
This? That's how badly you can tell she need weed if she waiting that long.
It ain't a matter of need, but I will wait. I could have called plenty garbage, but might as well wait for
you don't want
the
garbage.
Day.
You want high-quality hydroponic. But this
so
is what
I
got you in the building, Dia. Hey,
huh?
Dia, you want to do us a favor? You want to give us a poem?
A poem?
Yeah, I want a poem.
A poem what?
If not, I don't care what kind. Just give us something. If not, I'm going to play your club banger you just dropped, your exclusive club banger. y'all didn't know Dia secretly is making club hits, people. So your poetry pusher done gone commercial.
I ain't go commercial. I went nationwide.
I'm not mad at you. Go ahead and use your all-state pass.
Right. Shit.
What you got for us tonight? We over here at the Definitely Fresh Show have not heard you spit in a very long time. Well, the listeners of Definitely Fresh Show, put it like that.
Well, if they tune in on Fridays at 8 o'clock.
I'll be at work.
You've been missing too.
I mean,
you've been missing too. Shut up.
That was just a shameless plug, you know.
I know. That's why I gave you that love.
Hey, see, we need to
sound
bite that thing.
Alley-oop. I gotta find one, or I gotta create one. But you know what? We gonna have Dia go ahead and spit one of her mean 16s for us. But you know, when it comes to Dia, we can only do it one way.
Go in, Dia.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, check it out. Hey, you ready?
Yeah, we ready.
I can't believe I penciled him in for him to bring a pencil in. And now I'm like, fuck, I could have stayed home with my pen. I mean, I know he thought he was putting it down pound after pound, jacking all along, promising me multiple rounds. Then the awkward moment when you wonder, is he in doing all that talking about making my back bend? Gassing me up like he liked me about all night, and he said my body like bow, and now he want to wife me. Just like a child, better I should know. He said his loving was like candy, but he lured me with the drill. And I'm hurrying, and I'm hoping that this was a bad night for him, and it was more to the excitement. At least I could teach a new stud old tricks and get it how I like it. But just like a sidekick, I predict he can only be a sidekick. And the fact he had me fooled with it ain't shit to a fly chick. Thumbs drumming, and I should have started running. Thoughts of me leaving are the only thing he keeps coming. And mama told me it'd be days like this when fellas don't want the pie, but forget his deep dish. And I peep his attempt to knock me off my feet, but how happy would niggas be if we were using our teeth? I didn't solicitate to get paid or validate no insecurities, but sex is a transaction with emotion as the currency, and currently, my feelings come second to his erection. I could at least bust a few times for the lack of physical connection. This is some bullshit. I called him to get it in tonight, but like a blunt with a hole in it, he just ain't hitting right.
Oh, that was just so wrong. That was so wrong. So we're just going to go ahead and give the...
Thank you.
It's always nice to have the poetry put
in the
building.
I need you to do me a favor. Put some shoes on your comic book character, fam. Like.
I did, goddammit. I got some Jordans on now. Shit.
She got some shoes on now. She got some shoes.
And when I seen it, and I flipped through like several I flipped through like several strips. I'm like, why she got the yoga outfit on? I'm like, I'm about to make one. Like, why is she in the MCU with that shit?
I'm finna make a comic strip about you right now. Shit.
Well, damn, make that about a bitch. We're gonna take a break. We're going to check out one of our past interviews that was going on the show. Then we're going to come right back and get back into the mix of things on here on the Definitely Fresh Show tonight.
Meet up the loudest in the building.
That's my shit. Like,
that is a whole lot of love.
Okay, since that's your shit, do you be pussy popping for a goon to that song?
What?
Wait, who's
that? Like, do you be pussy popping for a goon hoe to that song?
Hell no! I bob my head like a regular nigga.
That's all you can do with all that damn leather you have on in that picture. Like, I don't even know how you got that on. You like just wrapped yourself in a dead cow and let it dry. That's all you could do.
No, that outfit, actually the skirt was, like, stretchy and the jacket was leather, but everything was all black. So, I mean.
Okay, wait a minute. So, you just the child fucking on the way to the club?
Right, that's the thing. You wore a cow to the club, you wore leather to the club.
I didn't wear no that was in the wintertime, so leather was appropriate.
Yeah, but once you get in the club, it's hot, it's niggas, so the temperature went up a good 20 degrees just because four black people there. And you
not
were
at
Texters.
Not at Texters.
That's where you made your mistake at.
I mean, hey, you know, everybody makes mistakes. Niggas suck up.
Anyway, that was my homeboy on
the whole used to be G fan, stand up.
Used to be what? used to be G.
What?
Did you just
UTBG?
I thought you said they used to be G's. Like, whoa.
You gotta listen more and talk less.
No, you just slandered. I'm like, did you just slander them?
No, why would I slander them?
If y'all listening,
Mike,
she just called herself gangster. So I apologize. I called her and I said,
right, she literally just really tested y'all street cred right there.
Come on now.
But,
I mean, don't be spreading rumors. Like, why would you do such a thing?
We don't spread rumors because Definitely Fresh.
Mr. Tone Death definitely spread rumors.
No. I spread it. That's a lie. What rumors have you seen me spread? You will not remember my good name on my production.
I mean, it is what it is.
My name is no longer good, son.
What are you talking about? My name is great.
We won't talk about that on air, you and your baby mama issues, because, yes, the verdict is still out on you and whoever this mystery woman is you got pregnant. We're going to find out.
Clearly, there is no proof or evidence if there is any woman with my child. Therefore, these allegations have been laid to rest.
Yep, and we're back. As you can see, those allegations were truly cleared up due to the fact that I have a crying baby in the background. So, anyway, let's give it one.
No, man, you know, so long I'm still in the building. I mean, I was shout out to the home girl. I just saw she came through. She hung out.
No, wait. It was nice to tell. What was her stripper name? 40 M. Clapper.
That was 40 M. Clapper in Wow, I posted that on Twitter, and she actually retweeted it. She remembered that she said that dumb shit. she retweeted it and was like, oh, man, Death Fresh Show Day. Just like, yeah. I mean, but, you know, it's cool, though, man. Like, we've had fun. We're going to have more fun. We're going to continue to mute people who cry about being muted. And if you're listening, yes, talk to me, you. Nigga's so well. He muted me like so much. I beat Ken in 2K too, and he sucks. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's a part of life.
Shout out to
you, Lee. They gonna write in the group like, man, I've been doing on air killing us. Like, you damn right. Saying what I want to say.
You should be sleep a bit.
All right. Well, we've got a lot of stuff here in regards to the show, especially when it came to guests who came through. So, like, honestly, dog, who's some of your favorite guests that have stopped through on the Deathly Fresh show since we've been doing this?
I think the conversation we had with Nikki was one of my favorite ones. Nikki telling her first story, and then me interviewing her like Barbara Walters.
That's on the list, dog.
Like, the funniest shit ever. Like, she had all these questions just ready, and it was like a 2020 special on how Nikki ate butt was just was ridiculous.
Well, don't give it away, bro. We got the whole interview in its entirety. We're gonna play it a little bit later. We're probably gonna close the show out with it because it. Yeah, that was probably like the number one best show ever in regards to it. I actually liked it when the CMG niggas came through.
That was a good episode. Shout out for the homeboy Pizzle, Ace, Dooch, Jared Dupree came through. We got everybody from Hardaway, bro. Shout out to the whole regime.
I think Dude was at work. That's why he couldn't make it.
That
one of my friends who now is currently on her third child and married admitted that she openly wanted to jay for Pizzle while she had a boyfriend.
Yeah, it was a lot of, we were getting a lot of random fan mail that was jaying for Pizzle. But, you know,
claims she met him and everything and just wanted to jay for him.
He's a cool dude.
You get to the point of being a local celebrity, you got hard on your panties at you. I'll be seeing little bitch shirts that I didn't even know was there. I've never seen the guitar one when you were about to find the window. You gotta actually go through them, dog. You gotta adjust the emotions on some of them. You just gotta flip through it. Like, because I didn't even know about the window one. Like, there's one where a cat is creeping through a computer screen.
You know what, man? Since Christmas season is coming up, and I love my big bro dearly, I'm going to get this nigga a couch and some ink blocks. And I'm going to get a white guy
blocker
with some glasses. No, I'm going to give him a long couch and some ink blocks, and I'm going to let him look at the ink blocks so he can tell me what's really on his mind. Because he seems to be the only one that took being muted totally the wrong way.
I did give him the number to the show, so he definitely would like to voice his opinion about past situations of being muted on the Deathly Fresh show. He can most definitely call in and press 1. That way we can actually bring him in on the conversation.
I've told anybody that if I personally have ever muted you, I have done it out of sheer comedy purposes. Like, if Ken says something that I don't like or he didn't agree with me, bam, he just muted. Why? Because I'm the host and I found it funny to mute him. And everybody else laughed. So, like, they can get the pagan stuff personal. It's just, you like, the sound is, come on, bro, bigger than that. Physically, literally, mentally, all that. What do I know? I'm just a nigga with some headphones on, so I don't really know. Anyway, well, we got one of the callers that have called in. I would like to go ahead and speak their mind.
Caller, you are on the air of the Deathly Fresh Show's Rewind episode.
Don't mute yourself. Man, I wish you fucking mute your motherfucking self,
because I'm sick of hearing about this shit. Who gives a fuck about who was fucking muted? The shit is over. First of all, you ain't had a show in like 2 fucking years, so it ain't that goddamn important to still be talking about who got fucking muted. I don't care. Damn.
And she's right on time.
They cared, so I felt that I should express to them why they were muted. They cared. They did. They cared. They were muted.
I just feel like nobody should be in their chest about being muted when you only have a show once every 2 fucking years anyway. You're not consistent with your shit. I was surprised when I actually saw that you were supposed to have it, and I was doing something completely different. You see, y'all had to post in the group and say, hey, this is the number, call in, because I'm so sick of you fucking telling me that the show is going to be on, and then you do some other shit that I didn't even pay attention to at this time. I got other shit to do.
Right. And they tried to get on me about that. I was like, you know what, fam? I'm going to be clear. I've been sitting there on Facebook. I've said this and this, and I've told niggas I was coming back. Now, if you thought that I was not coming back, so you just ignored the post, then I got nothing to do with me. Don't call it bad promotion because you ignored the post because you was like, well, Juan's going to say he's coming back. Then we're going to ask him what to show it, and then going to tell him why he wasn't on there. So that's not my fault. Well, I mean, that's kind of my fault, but still, like, I said this. You took it some other way. It ain't got nothing to do with me. The post is
you need to go.
I tweeted, and I Facebooked. I don't get no money. I'm chilling. I got computer strain.
Who are you talking to? Because I feel like you just tried to check me right there. And I don't want to have to check you on your own show. And you know I would do so. So I don't want to know.
Okay.
That's all you have to say. I don't even hear no more. That's
yeah,
all.
You missed. You missed the first half when he first voiced about people getting upset and whatnot, and they haven't been here since day one. The only person who's been holding them down since day one is you. So you technically are the only person who legitimately has any type of way to complain about not being treated properly. That's what he's saying.
Right. That was my whole gripe at the beginning of the show. Like, anybody got any personal, like, anybody got any complaint about how being treated on the show, it will be Mimi because Mimi has been here since the first episode, which was 420 of 20, what, about 11?
Did you call in on the first episode? Yeah, you did. Because you
right.
yelled at me for being
on
hold while we were listening to the Cat Williams
right.
skit.
You were the only person that's been here since day one. And when nobody else with this show unless I asked them to be on the show. Like, man, chill out. You wasn't with me shooting in the gym.
I may have been late because we all know that my short-term, you know, my short-term memory is not that great.
Right.
And
but it brings great comedy because you always know what you're doing.
Shit, it's 10:15.
Oh, man. Anyway. Well, Mimi, we're glad to have you in the building.
Right.
You bring a level of excitement and entertainment. At one point in time, I did damn near give you the show, and you ratted me out on air.
What?
Yes. I was listening to one of the past episodes, and you snitched on me and told Juan that I said that I was just going to fire him and make you the host of the show because he was inconsistent, and you told him.
Yeah.
So you was gonna fire the inconsistent motherfucker for the nigga with short term memory who's with short term memory, she'd be really inconsistent.
Hey, first of all, as long as I had a reminder, at least I would go show up. You
right.
would know when not to show the fuck up, so who's worse?
You
but
are still worse.
I
may show up late,
people.
But I show up, goddamn it, motherfucker. You would just cancel the whole goddamn show altogether. Fuck you. Fuck you, me. Hey, hold on. Now, in the process of saying fuck you to Juan, that made me kind of rewind to yesterday. Nigga, where's my left IHOP?
What?
Oh my car. I got cash now, though. But I got you.
Huh?
On my car. I got cash now, so next time I see you, I got you.
What's up with all these cats out here? This is kind of creepy.
Hey, don't come at me because you date Escobar.
What? Okay.
She know what I'm. You know what I'm talking about.
So, Mimi, what's been going on? We've been gone for a while. The family ain't been on the same page like it used to be. What's new in your world?
Mimi's just been dealing with a lot of shit and trying not to snap. And the best way for me to do so is to kind of be by myself. Because I'm been real, real irritable lately. And you know, when I'm irritable, I spaz out and I don't want to take shit out on y'all, so I've been kind of ducked up to myself.
So, do you have a rant you might want to do for us tonight? We haven't had a rant in a while.
I don't know. Let me gather my thoughts. I'm kind of cold. I just took my garbage out, and I'm shivering and shit. So I got to collect myself. Damn.
And don't worry. You're about like 2 minutes, people. She'll have a rant. It always happens that way.
Shut up.
Well, while we're speaking on that, let's go ahead and let's rewind some funny moments from Mimi. Actually, her very first rant she ever did on the Definitely Fresh show. We'll be right back, people.
Oh, and fat bitches. I like this.
Talking about fat bitches,
well,
but
right out the top, because today got an Emerson show.
You know what? Why are there so many fat bitches at my job?
You got fat bitches. You got Asian hot pockets.
I don't like, the Asian is real like a vertical hot pocket. Like, you, if you were to take a hot pocket out of the wrapper and just stand it straight up, like, that is how her body is shaped.
I'm surprised but you
didn't
quit pixies yet.
But, like, today, there was, like, we, you know, not just our employees, but, like, we have clients that come in. And, like, she had an Eggo body, but her butt was shaped like an omelet. Can you picture that?
I'm just laughing because I think I completely missed that part.
And you know what? I think that that was a subliminal message. Like the most evilest niggas got the biggest. I can kind of see what they were with that. The devil was black, and he was evil.
Well, that's what you made me. Create a survey, and you survey 100 women, and ask them, do they feel that the bigger the penis, the more evil they are?
Hello? Well, I mean, you got some evil little dick niggas. But I just,
those are just angry, too. They're just angry because they can't stack up in society. That's a different story.
I really, really think there's something to that. Do y'all watch Modern Family?
Yes, that show is hilarious to me for no odd reason. The little boy,
I don't know, but
like
it's,
he like,
hey, Al Bundy, damn funny because he's so uncomfortable with the gay dude he was kicking him with.
I think
he was like
his
boyfriend. Yeah, and his boyfriend, he had to hang out with him. He wanted to go play racquetball.
It was one
time
they went to go see somebody's dead family member, and he ran into an old lady that he knew from back when he was in the war, and basically she popped his cherry before dude left off the war. So after getting up with her and, you know, strolling down memory lane, she remembered him, coming to find out she was a local war whore. So, so she was fucking every dude who was getting ready to go off to war. He wasn't special anymore.
Wow. So, I have a question.
Yes, my dear.
But this is a female for, I mean, a question for any females that may be listening, may download the show. They can even tweet it to me later. I guess I'll get back on Twitter periodically just to check. But I want to know, I asked this question on Facebook a while ago, and this has nothing to do with me. Have you ever dated a guy?
Hey, Paul, speaking of questions, do you have any questions?
What, questions of the week?
No.
You know what? Because I really didn't expect Mimi to be here, like, for long, because it's on a Monday and it would throw off her schedule. I didn't get the questions. I was going to wait till next week.
No, you know what? Monday is actually better for me. Now, I have school Tuesday night, so I'm actually kind of glad I moved to some Tuesday to Monday.
Cool, even better. No, I didn't get questions this week. In November, we'll bring the questions back. Because next week, people, we're actually on location doing a Deathly Fresh show while picking up our WWE 2K14.
That's not next week. That's in 2 weeks.
I know. That's the next time we own, I mean. My fault. I get used to the fact that you actually come on every 2 weeks. With a plan. Yes, Mimi. He has a plan. Like, he literally emailed me topics for his next 8 shows.
And you know what? Shout out to my big brother Bolo. We sat down and we went over topics. And he was like, you could talk about, like, and he was like, bro, you could talk about real stuff, but the fact that your opinion is so left field, it will make it funny.
What's wrong?
I was like, cool, I can do that.
That's pretty much how it is with me. I talk about actual shit. People just laugh because it's me and how I say shit. I be doing that too. Like, it's just my delivery that makes people think it's funny.
We were talking about
November people,
how the fact that he allegedly had AIDS but never got sick.
Wait, what?
Who?
He wanted to discuss Magic Johnson for some odd reason. I don't really know why.
Well,
he was like,
call in on that show that day and voice his opinion on Magic Johnson's inability to lose weight, get skinny, or get sick ever since he came out.
Man, if I was Irvin, I'd come out and I do a quick vine. Like, everybody want to know why I never got sick? My name Magic, bitch. And then it go off. And that'd be it. And can't nobody else ask me that shit no more.
I'm just saying, like, Eazy-E had, like, whatever Eazy-E had, he died in 3 days. Magic Johnson has been living for the past 100 years.
All right.
What's the difference?
Here's two different things. Eazy-E probably fucked every single chick
that came across him. So he didn't just have regular AIDS. He had super cryptic, kind of like classic AIDS. Fam had like three diseases at one time. It was a common cold that killed him.
So you saying he had the super clap?
Fam, he had the new age out of this world clap, fam. Now, Magic Johnson, on the other hand, he's an athlete, so he took care of himself, okay? Now, yes, he slept around with Goofy.
Wait a minute.
So he took care of himself, and he had way more money. So when they came up with this so-called, I want to find out what the cure AIDS is, I think Urban Magic Johnson not only put money in the research, but offered to be a test subject. Hence, when they actually found the cure, he got it. Then he bought the results of it so nobody else could have it.
Well, I think the motherfucker then definitely lived up to the name Magic.
Yes, he did.
All right. Because they made it seem like Bro was just a walking death threat. Man, Magic should have been dead.
He was the original walking dead.
So you're saying when the whole world
will not go to sleep.
So what you're saying is when the world actually do end, it's just going to be God, Jesus, and Magic Johnson?
Basically. I can see Magic Johnson is the Antichrist.
the last three niggas alive. I can understand that. God, Jesus, and Magic Johnson.
Magic Johnson is the Holy Spirit.
That's the Holy Trinity right there. The Holy Spirit.
I wouldn't
even be mad at that. I'd be shocked. Like, I wouldn't even be shocked. I'd be like, I saw it coming. I seen it. I saw it. In 93, when that nigga retired, I knew this was going to happen.
Who said when he retired, you knew it?
I knew it.
Like, that was the original first signs of the apocalypse?
Yep. Magic Johnson retired. But no apparent reason. Right. I quit basketball.
Well, we need to take a break here because I got to get this one to go to sleep because she will not go to sleep whatsoever. So, Juan, you want to do a Nikki story now?
What else do we got before that?
We'll have some short clips. So we got. Mimi. We got Mimi and the apple juice story. And then we got the one about whoopings from Mother's Day. Actually, both of those came from Mother's Day.
I'm trying to think of what show that was. I remember I downloaded it and I was listening to it at work last year and I was laughing so hard, but I still remember what the fuck we was talking about.
Man, we like an episode of Family Guy. We might start with one purpose, but there's so much other shit that go on in the middle of it that you literally got to go back and listen to all of them to figure it out. Because it was plenty of shit we were talking about. I completely forgot about it.
I think that was the episode when I was trying to convince bitches to suck dick underwater.
Yeah.
Did I ever say that Orange was on there? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Mike was on air taking notes about ball bagging.
Swear to God, he was asking all the right questions.
Hey.
For a topic that just came out of nowhere, Fan was asking all the right questions.
Hey, man.
Actually, they had a Cool Whip bowl that they was going to use.
I don't know, but we see that on Twitter. And somebody, I think Orange asked, could you use a Cool Whip bowl?
That's what it was.
I'm sure that's what it was.
Magneto,
that was like one of the top five episodes of the Deathly Fresh show, hands down. Ball bagging.
I mean, just listening to old episodes, I'd be like, God, we said this and got away with it?
Yes, because it was a while, dude. One of the things where we kept trying to get kicked off air. Then we did get kicked off air that one episode for playing Taylor Swift.
Playing Taylor Swift and white people saying, not America's sweetheart.
I swear that was the funniest. Like, literally, I tell y'all, people actually got off air I sat on the couch for maybe about 15, 20 minutes laughing at the fact that as soon as Taylor Swift came on, the whole network shut down for like 2 weeks. What are you laughing at? You don't even know what Taylor Swift is.
The episode where Mimi outed the fact that we brought up Margarita and she put penis on camera was pretty funny, too.
I think that was the same episode where Mimi was talking about trying to get people to suck dick in the water.
No,
you know what, dog?
That wasn't the same one. I remember that because the suck dick in the water episode, I was at home. The Margarita episode, I was at Mama House.
Right, that was the episode that Nitty came on. And he was telling us he wasn't coming to get nobody from the door. And then I asked him anyway, would he come get me from the door?
Oh, that's why I got the Ray Mini interview on here, too. When we interviewed him about the Illuminati video. That's the other one I had loaded.
Oh, and speaking of Nitty, on this season, we shall do, I got to call him, we're going to do the Ray Nitty Muff Dive Challenge.
That's before.
That guy,
he
put me every song.
So, I'm watching X-Men, and I think we need to do a segment on hater siblings. Remember Bobby Brother was a bitch-ass nigga and went called the cop?
That nigga was a
bitch-ass
nigga for snitching, dog. Swear.
We are not going to do a hating sibling episode because I will not be slandered that entire evening.
Top five biggest haters in the world. Bobby's brother.
Right.
Cameron from Paid in Full. Terrence Howard in at least half his movies. I think Hustle and Flow was the only thing he wasn't a hater in. No, he was a hater in there too.
Terrence Howard plays the role of a bad guy. He is a typical light-skinned nigga for some odd reason.
Yes. I'm surprised that nobody made no light-skinned niggas like using Terrence Howard.
Like, Sam just got to be the asshole. Like, he just got to not like something. What is wrong with Terrence Howard?
Yeah,
was, was he a hater in the Iron Man movie he was in?
Nah, he wasn't. He was always worried about getting in trouble. That's what it was.
That's
he damn sure was a hater in The Best Man.
But,
so I want to see how he's going to be in Best Man, too.
In regards to the Iron Man movie, still being a dick, and that's why he's not in the rest of them. He was just a dick off
yes.
that.
In real life, yes, in real life, he was an asshole. That's why he got replaced by
So
John
they decided to replace him with a nigga that was at least 10 shades darker. Like, we wouldn't go another.
I bet you they did that on purpose, too. They wasn't even trying to hide the fact that we replaced this nigga.
Like, how did
they
like,
they pulled
you
a Claire.
You know how much money dude missed out on just for being a jackass?
They pulled the Aunt Viv.
God, they replaced so many people in life. Like they just replaced characters. Like, we not going to know that they're not there no more. So one episode, Aunt Vivian is dark skin, and then the next episode, she light skin.
Dark skin clear, the light skin clear on my wife and kids.
Right. But in all defenses, nobody really noticed little Judy went upstairs and never came back downstairs until like years later.
But you know what? I'm actually happy for Iron Man because it's like 4-1 for the dark skinned guy because it's normally the black people getting kicked off of somebody light skinned.
The white man's world.
Iron Man, that was actually like a step up. For dark skinned folks, because they're like, yeah, bitch, our turn to shine. You have to play by me. And that usually don't happen.
Oh, and Tyler Perry's a hater. Because anytime you play Madea, she always hating on some shit.
That's a grandma
thing. Did
anybody know that Harriet was replaced?
Huh?
What?
I was watching the episode of Family Matters, and Harriet was replaced, like, as they did, like, the last two seasons when Urkel finally got Laura to go out with him and be his girlfriend. They replaced Harriet with the chick who played Gina's mom on Mark.
No, I didn't know that. But you know, by the time they got to that last couple of seasons, Family Matters had moved to CBS, and it became all about Urkel, and no one really cared about any other characters. Like, they dropped everybody but Carl. It was like Laura, Carl, and Eddie. That was it. Grandma had went and found her a man and moved to a whole other state. Never came back to visit.
Judy just went upstairs, like, man, they didn't have no episode and what, nothing. Like, Judy went to sleep and never came back downstairs.
She was on the world's longest punishment.
Yeah, but that's like you said, Tone, like how nobody really cared about family members because they started really focusing on Urkel and shit. That's why the old Harriet left. That's why she left. Because she was unhappy with the emphasis placed on Urkel and his sub-character.
Well, the fact that this nigga was three different people on the show. So you paid Jaleel White to pay for three different people to do dumb shit, but you couldn't pay regular people to do some, like, serious stuff? Like, dude was his own female cousin trying to hit on Eddie. Like, when Jaleel White came into work that day, like, he really ever say, you know what, dog, fuck this shit. I'm not doing this.
Hey, niggas need to be paying Martin and Jamie Foxx homage, though, for playing women. It was like the first two niggas I've ever seen do it.
Nah, I can't say that. Like, you gotta remember, on The Living Color, everybody had played a woman at one point in time. It's just Jamie Foxx just made Wanda like that was his main character. Why are you so turned up? Do y'all hear her?
She's on that purple juice and applesauce.
Speaking of apple juice,
instant turn up. Apple juice makes you shit, man.
This is not necessarily a rant, but it's the damn sure something that I'm pissed off with. Now, I've been on a house hunt, like, looking for places to move and shit, and it really, really, really pisses me off how expensive the shit is here. Not because it's expensive, but because it's not fucking worth it.
Right. That's the whole thing. It's like the value for what they ask you for don't match up.
But then you look at some place, like, just a little bit further north, and shit like that, like, you can get double what we get here, and they should cost, like, $100, $150 less.
Right.
I thought you was going to say the fact that the first house we wanted to go see dude looked like a serial rapist.
I didn't even
include
him in it.
Like, he just raped
people. Okay, so I went to see a place, and it was off of 79th and Mount Vernon, so... We get up there, and I'm like, instantly, I'm like, okay, this is the only crappy house on the block. All of these other houses are fucking gorgeous. This looks like a fucking haunted house compared to everything else. So I was already not happy when we pulled up to it, but because I had already drove all the way out there, I said, okay, I'll just go in and humor myself. Now,
yeah.
I give them first, like, the bathroom was cool, and I loved the closet in what would have been my bedroom because it was, like, the mirror closet and, you know, don't need a mirror. But
right.
I wasn't happy. And the guy showing the house, like, he currently lived there, and he just gave me that creepy vibe. And I told Juan that I don't think I would have felt comfortable living over there because, like, there's a lot of wooded area up there because it's, like, off of Blue Mound and, you know, like, little creeks and all that little shit. And I just felt like that's the ideal place for me to turn up. Listen, now, one,
or the girls,
for whatever reason, huh?
Or the girls.
Yeah, so, well, I wasn't worried about them in the moment. I was worried about me dying. because I just felt like that's the ideal place, like, for me to just get tossed and nobody find me for weeks. And one is like, well, you know, what the fuck did you say that day, one? About me coming up missing?
Well, because you said you wanted to be buried face down with your ass up so you can tell people to kiss your ass.
And
what?
I can't
you
do that if I've been in the... And I can't do that if I've been in the fucking woods missing for 6 weeks before they recover my body. Like, You can't have an open casket like that. Like,
because
zombie ass. Nobody wants to see zombie ass in a casket. So I have to be real preserved. I can't go missing for no 6 weeks. But I think he said it. At least you have clothes on or your clothes or some shit. And I'm like, well, not really, because I feel like anybody that would throw your body in these type of woods, like, they would certainly rape you first. And I wouldn't be surprised if they raped you after, because people is into that necrophilia shit. As a matter of fact, the guy that showed the house, that's what the fuck he looks like. He just looks like he raped dead bodies. He doesn't sit with
you. That area.
And when he was
showing us the house, and he's like, well, there's no basement. He sounded kind of fucking disappointed, like he wanted a basement. Like, that's where he would store some shit.
Like, he wanted a basement all these years.
Diamond shit.
Like,
hey, that house came with a sandbox.
With a what?
Shit in there. There's a sandbox, man.
Nigga, you do not want to deal with
sandboxes. Yeah, there's a sandbox in
there. Especially with Mimi being, like, scared of bugs. The last place you would want in her house is a sandbox anywhere nearby, because bugs live in sand.
It was in the backyard. It wasn't in the house.
Right. And then Jelly Bean go out there and play. And next thing you know, she come in the house covered in bugs. And then Mimi ain't going to save her because she's going to freak out. And then now we getting scared of bugs. So Jelly Bean just going to be a bug woman.
Yeah.
Well, hey,
I don't go fuck with that because they had too many plants and all that shit around there.
Yeah, you'll die.
It was like a fucking greenhouse.
That's the same thing I said. I said, man, she died like every 3 days.
Right. Like somebody else.
I almost fucking died
on
the subway sandwich Thursday. I had the most delicious. I don't think y'all understand how fucking amazing that sandwich was. Now, for those of you that don't have severe allergic reactions to everything, I want you to go out to Subway and try that Tuscan chicken milk. That shit is amazing. Now me, I can't have it again because I almost died on Thursday. I don't know what the fuck the chicken was seasoned with, but I'm allergic to too much shit, and apparently whatever ingredient that was in there, because the other shit that I put on my sandwich, I get on, no matter what sandwich I get those same ingredients. So
you changed your bread, did you?
Only had to be the chicken. Nope. I always get the same bread. I always get ranch, and I always get my banana peppers, green peppers, jalapeno peppers, and tomatoes. So
here, you gotta go back in your playpen.
Unless there was some pesticide shit that I was unaware of, who knows?
Yeah.
So
yeah, some recalled bacon.
There wasn't even no bacon on there. And you know what? It got to the point where if I was fucking allergic to bacon, then oh well, I get a free $50,000 of life insurance for my job, so whatever. And I got voluntary where I got supplemental life, so kids will be taken care of, because I'm not giving up no fucking bacon. I don't give a fuck how allergic I am.
And I'm going to die by pork.
they can play that, life can play that trick if it want to.
Death by pork. Put that on your
finger. So the Rose family wins the belts tonight?
Yes, they did, sir.
Well,
it wasn't the fact that they won the belts. It was the fact the way Big Show knocked everybody out, though, man.
There goes the Usos tag team title shot.
Nope, because when it's time for the Rose to drop it, that's what they'll drop it to.
As if they were ever going to get one. That guy's such an alcoholic.
Is that drop to who?
The Usos.
Hmm.
Yeah, those guys, such fucking drug addicts. Nothing wrong with being a drug addict.
Yes, it is. You're an addict. That word alone is a bad thing.
I'm supposed to be such a spam ass on Craigslist.
Well, depends on how you look at it.
Okay, either you're going to cry or you're going to talk. Make up your mind.
She wants to do both. She typed up.
She can't do both. She needs to make so I can figure out what's wrong. It's a diaper. And you got to be the most pissiest baby I know.
I think I changed your diaper. You pee instantaneously.
That's how they do. They don't like pissing and shit. That's how they pissed in. So they like to piss and flush shit.
Sure. Swear to God. She peed on the rocket pad the other day.
I
got up
what?
To go get the on the rocket pad. So for a baby shower gift, she got this Rock-A-Ware diaper bag, right? And it has a little pad you're supposed to lay down when you're changing babies on. You just took my headset off. Let go. So I went to go get the Vaseline when I was changing her, and she decided she just wants to piss on the pad. So I guess she went to find out if the rocket pad was 50% more absorbent, like Dame Dash said on the Chappelle Show.
I can't deal with y'all.
Yes, you can. Been dealing with us for 2 years on air.
Nope.
Right, baby.
You know what? Okay.
You
I'm going
to
address that comment. I'm going
to
address that comment. Now, you said that I've been dealing with y'all for 2 years on the air.
Yeah.
Right.
When.
Okay, a year and a half.
When he barely had fucking shows. Now, you remind me of them bitches that they have these on and off relationships with their dudes, and they count that entire time as being together. Like, oh, well, we've been together 4 years, but in all of the off and on time, it's really only been like 6 months.
But you deal with us.
That's what that reminds me
of. You deal with us outside.
Right. Like, nigga, you've been dealing with me 24 years, 25. You only like
me. You've been dealing with me for at least 4.
Right. You've only liked me for about 6 years, maybe. But we've been dealing with each other for 24 years. Or 25. I don't know. Whatever.
Is that what it was? That's
shit.
If it was. The diaper was wet.
Right.
Wet diaper. Okay.
Well, hopefully we will not be on and off no more.
Every 2 weeks on a Monday.
Yeah, right. Every other week we will be here on a Monday. That gives me time to prep the topic, get the question out there about the topic. It gives me time to do shit. When that shit every week didn't work for me. Time had out the hard way.
And it's Monday, so you're fresh off the weekend, so we definitely have stuff to talk about.
Right.
If anything, we talk about Raw.
Shout out to my manager for bandaging the nigga up, because I was almost out here like Ken today, fucking with some slices at work.
Stop trying to eat the meat while cutting it, bro. You won't have that problem.
He almost cut his finger off at work. I was at work, and I was like, we was closing up shop for the night, so, you know, I'm in the front cleaning off the slices, and my bro was in the back, and dude was in the back cleaning the dishes. So as I'm washing, like, the slices, all of a sudden, like, I just, like, you know how you stick your finger, but you don't think it's any, you don't think it's bad, you think, like, you just stick it? Yeah, and I looked at my finger, and, like blood was just gushing out the top of that motherfucker. Yeah,
your fat ass just bled.
No, I didn't bleed on the machine, nigga. Like,
he had the blade in the sink already. So it was like basically he cut himself on the knife when someone left the knife in the dishwater.
Right. Yeah, and then, like, you know how you apply pressure? Because you're like, okay, if I apply a little, like, you rinse it off in some cold water, and you apply a little pressure, you think the blood will stop. Like, I thought I stopped bleeding. Like, I was bleeding through everything. I thought it was an emergency.
Is that what it was? You get your diaper changed? Now you're going to go to sleep?
Yeah. And it was like, then the manager was like, we got to see you to the hospital? Nope.
My stomach really hurts.
Don't send me no more.
That's why he's going to get food.
I don't feel good.
Doctors charged me $12,000 for having a clap.
What? You had the clap.
So, Tom, where are you in your, like, as far as, I know what you were talking about before, but, like, what is your take now on what you buying a house?
Like, now, if we do it, I'm leaving Milwaukee. It's already written. Because just by us looking around at buying a house here, everything that's going to be a decent price is either a foreclosed home. So I got to turn around and put work back into the home. Or
wait,
I got to pay too much for nothing. You got to buy a foreclosed home. So like one of these homes that are being sold for less than what they currently are worth because the mortgage that the customer had is too high and the home is worth not that much. Okay? So that's the only way you'll be able to get good homes in the city. But if I move to Madison, for an example, okay, 2 hours away, I can get some luxurious Lake Drive shit with a huge pool and a three-car garage for the same amount of money it would cost me to buy a house on 35th and Center.
Yeah, like, why does the cost of living in Milwaukee so high? Like, I'm not buying a house. And, like, just from, like, listening to how y'all, like, look at the situation, like, why does it cost so much living in this piece of shit?
Well, some of it has to do with taxes in the city. Like, instead of people paying taxes separately, like in other cities, it gets rolled into, like, your payments. So, like, if you live near a school, you pay a tax for that. Like, a basic city tax that you pay in regard to that. You pay for your waste disposal or waste management. Your wages come out your taxes. It's your taxes cover so much. So, as a homeowner, they give you a large rough sum of taxes you owe every year because of your home. So a bulk of your home cost be that crap.
So they only do that here, or is it just not high?
They do it everywhere. They do it everywhere, but people do it differently. So some people will roll certain taxes into it, and then other people actually earn, like, donations, wages, volunteer stuff to cover other expenses. Like, for an example, you go to Wauwatosa, they don't factor in public safety as part of their taxes. Like, they outsource pay for that. That's part of the reason why Wauwatosa police officers really don't fuck with you unless they super bored. Like, they hang out at the mall and do most of their work there.
Last week we're at Home Goods. And
see, because Mimi stay, like, on the cusp of Milwaukee and Wauwatosa, so don't nobody want to take responsibility for her area. That's why the meth lab is still going on next door to her.
No.
I
didn't say y'all didn't move.
No, you
didn't say y'all about moving.
No, see, that's how long we ain't talked. I didn't know they moved.
You're not talking about them. I'm talking to them in the group. You probably didn't pay attention.
No, it probably didn't. Probably muted y'all.
Yeah. Yeah, since you did a kick out of muting.
I mute y'all in the group because that group may be going off while I'm at work. So I have the work conversation going on.
I have y'all muted for fucking 3 weeks straight and don't realize that I have y'all muted. Like, I'll come in there and I'll say something and then I leave and then don't even realize that I couldn't see y'all replies. If you have to say something back because I have that muted. But that's because I be listening to my music on my phone a lot, and them fucking notifications be interrupting my song, and it sound like a skipping CD. So they go off back to back, and it make my song jump, and I hate that. So that's why y'all get muted. So I be interrupting my fucking musical time.
That'd be down. Matter of fact, okay. Anyway.
This is New York firefighter Raphael Porriette for Firehouse Subs. Every day, a part of every sub you buy at Firehouse Subs helps provide life-saving equipment for first responders. And now, for a limited time, they're introducing the Daily Sub Special. Every day, get a medium sub of the day for just $5.55. They kick it off with Meatball Monday and finish it off with Italian Sunday, with something delicious every day in between for just $5.55. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Tap the banner now to learn more.